Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been reporting this morning another subway crime story in the news. As of just this morning, a man was stabbed on a subway platform in Harlem.
Joining us live now to talk about this and many other issues facing the city of New York is the mayor of the city of New York, Eric Adams. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, we appreciate your time. It's good to talk to you. We wanted to bring up the subway stabbing incident that we had this morning there in East Harlem. And I know that you have said of subway crime and other crime in the city that there's a narrative. It does end up on the front page. But listen, this is what people talk about. And people are genuinely concerned about how safe the sidewalks and the city transit system are. So what is new on that front? And what's your reaction to what happened this morning in East Harlem?
And I agree, our subway system must be safe, and it's imperative, and that is why we implemented several phases of our subway safety plan. And we're going to continue to weed out those who are using our system that's violent and dealing with mental health illnesses. I like to constantly state that when you do an analysis of 2019, 18, 17, the times we have large number of riders, we have 4% less than index crimes and 17% less in over 10 years. We have 3.5 million daily riders, 6 felony crimes a day on our system. We're going to get rid of those 6 crimes, but when you do a real analysis, you know that the law enforcement entities are doing an amazing job down there. 5,000 arrests this year, 750,000 station inspections, 1,000 new officers, and you're seeing police are there. I'm on a train just about every day, monitoring, talking to officers, and we're going to continue to go after those violent people that use our system.
And Mr. Mayor, about the police, the NYPD union says it's being crushed and it badly needs more officers. Why do you think there's been an exodus of officers, and how do you plan to change that?
Because large classes. This happens all the time when you have large classes. If you go back over 20 years ago, we were having large classes enter the police academy. And now they've reached their 20-year, their retirement time, or the 21st year. I left after my 22nd year. That's what happens. But one thing is exciting is that we don't have a deficit of officers, of people, I should say, of citizens who would like to be cops. We found that one of the problems that we were facing is that we could not produce the test fast enough. I had the police commissioner and DCAS get together, and now we're going to be doing the test at the police academy on 20th Street, and we're able to turn out more classes. We have a large number of young people in this city that are looking forward to wearing the blue uniform and serving and protecting the city of New York. We're going to continue to keep our numbers at the optimum level.
10 years on now from Superstorm Sandy, there are some pretty breathtaking things on the table, including a series of flood protections and moving people away from their waterfront locations and taking more land and putting that between homes and the water. Do you have the clout? Does New York City have the will, the money to do what we need to do to protect ourselves from storms of the future, like the one that we endured 10 years ago this weekend?
Yeah, no, so true. And it's not even storms of the future anymore. Those 10-year storms seem to be coming every year, and we know how hard we were hit when we, you know, received Superstorm Sandy. We lost 44 of our neighbors. That's going to always impact us. And I think that it was a warning sign. It was not just a storm. And so we are really asking for help on the city, state, and federal level. On the city level, we're doing our job. We're going to continue to put a shovel in the ground with some of the major projects that will protect our coastal infrastructure and also move towards ensuring that we do everything from recycling, using alternative storages, methods, electrifying our vehicle fleets and some of our buildings. But we need help on the state level also to ensure that we can expedite the projects faster. And that is something that we'll be pushing through. Senator Comrie is introducing a bill to do that as well. But this is the $8.5 billion initiative that we have underway, and that money must come from the federal government. New York sends $21 billion to Washington, D.C. in taxes without getting any of that money back in order, in a manner in which we should. So we're looking for a designated fund to do these projects through FEMA and through other allocation for with the infrastructure bill.
And then you have what Texas has been sending here, and that is the migrants. Two questions. Are those bus loads still arriving in the same numbers? And what's up with the shelter on Randall's Island? How many people have gone there so far?
Well, the first question, not at the same level. We only received one bus, I believe, 2 days ago. You know, as you know, we did a speech laying out what we were experiencing here with the migrants and asylum seekers, what we were doing about it, what needed to be done, and what help we needed from the federal government. And at the top of that list, our call to the White House, we wanted to ensure that we had a decompression strategy at the border. That strategy was put in place by Washington. And so we saw that we immediately went from receiving anywhere from 10 buses a day down to one, as I indicated. And that has even decreased. We believe it's going to continue to decrease. But we do need help with those who are here. We need a national policy on immigrants. There's no reason someone arrives in the country and can't work for 6 months. These are not just individuals who don't have many of the types of experience in employment, such as professionals, nurses, doctors, engineers. They should be allowed to deal with the job shortage problem we're having, the employee shortage, I should say. And so we believe a national policy on immigrants could help us in many different ways, but we have done an amazing job dealing specifically with the hurt. We don't go into exact body counts, but that was our assurance. We had an uncertain situation on the border, and we wanted to make sure we were prepared, and that's exactly what the team did.
If we do not have as much of an influx, can we maybe move around things a little bit, relieve some of the pressure in the other shelters, and maybe move some people out there to Randall's on a temporary basis? And if we don't have a lot of people that are going into this thing, went up with some cost and a lot of effort, are you prepared for the flack that you might face, that the city spent all this money on this tent city out at Randall's Island and they hardly used it?
No, I think the contrary. You don't buy car insurance and complain if you don't get into a car accident. We build the HERC for insurance. We opened two HERCs, 55 emergency shelters. This is what real leadership looks like, preparation. Can you imagine if we would have continued to receive the flow? We were predicted to receive up to 100,000 migrants if the president did not respond. Can you imagine if we would have received those numbers and would not have been prepared to house them? And so we understand you must make these tough decisions and be prepared. Can't panic, but preparation. This administration has shown its ability to navigate crises, from COVID to monkeypox to polio, how we're dealing with crime, decrease in homicides, decrease in shootings. That same method of handling and managing crises is what we did when 21,500 people showed up at our doorsteps and stated they needed care, not only housing, but health care, education, food, clothing. No child slept on the streets of the city of New York because we moved in the right manner and we were prepared.
Mayor Eric Adams, we thank you for your time, for making yourself available. We thank you for answering all the many questions that we laid on you this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.